La série sur la parole par les 55. Adoption ouf son, attitude ouf son. Brian Kozurek. This morning you would like to look at the adoption and the inheritance of the saint. To begin, let's turn in our Bible to the book of Galatians. And we will read what the apostle Paul told us about the adoption of son. Galatians 4, and now he say, that the heir, allons à Hebrew is a child, differ nothing from a servant, the Hebrew be a lord of all. The but is under tutor and governor until the time appointed of the father. You see, no man knows the day or hour except the father. 3:20 we, when we were children, were in bondage under the element of the world, 4:20 when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, 5 to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. Sophonie you see the whole plan of redemption lane adoption. The placing of son. See in because here son. Now. Listen because this is the key. Because here son, God had sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts. Crying. Abba. Father. Set vrai fort to no more a servant. But a son. And if a son. Then on air of God through Christ. L'esprit, dear heavenly Father, we come to you in the most precious name that we know, that name which you gave your son Jesus by inheritance, and that name in which the whole family of heaven is named. For he is in this name from whence our inheritance comes, securing to us the promise made to Abraham, that our inheritance does not come by the law but by the promise which you gave to us through your son, Jesus Christ. Help us then in this hour when the world is falling apart to focus our attention on obtaining the inheritance for which you ordained for us since before the worlds were ever framed. Help us to focus on the divine promise and not on this world and the things of this world. All creation is now groaning and waiting for the adoption of son. For we ask this in Jesus Christ's name, your beloved firstborn son. Amen. Now, this morning you want to get our thought of what is taking place in the world. I just came back from an international ministry meeting held in Panama City. And this meant to me that the bread is being caught up into looking at what the rest of the world is focusing on right now. And not realizing that what is taking place out there is not a concern of the elect. While the plague were striking Everyone in Egypt. And we know Brother Branham said, that Egypt was a type of the world. Those same plagues did not affect the children of Israel who were warned that they were coming and they prepared themselves. And those plagues were commanded to not come to the children of Israel who were in Goshen. And what the token applied in their house. Now, the brethren came to this meeting. Came from a far away a Singapore and from North, Central and South America, and the island of the Caribbean. It's meant to me based on the focus of many that were attending this meeting. The believers around the world are quiet concerned about the meltdown of the world's economic situation, and they wanted to use the meeting to get some input at what the minister should be focusing our attention and the attention of the people on. The problem is that all today wanted to know what the elect should be focusing on. They really didn't grasp the real problem. I do not care if the world's economy are running great or falling apart. Our focus is not of this world. And the elect of every age was not a focus on the world or the car of this life. But our focus should be on getting ready for the next phase of the rapture, which is the voice of the resurrection. Therefore when each man spoke the others wanted to argue with him, And the 2 hours there was a long wasting time. Friday afternoon, I was to speak so funny asking my father if he would take charge of the meeting so funny he could help to point the brothers to roar out. When he spoke there was complete silence from the brethren. Adele listened attentively to what he had to say concerning the spirit of adoption. Pointing them to what the Apostle Paul and William Branham had to say about it. After he finished, one brother spoke up and said, "Not allowing me to speak earlier than I've been scheduled was great strategy because he put the meeting back into focus." Others appreciated it very much, but he simply cannot take any credit for it because this is what he believed our focus should be based on what William Branham taught us. To get ourselves out of the way, and to just let go and let God. So funny this morning you wish to speak some more on this subject which is burning deeply in my soul, because that is what our earthly existence has been all about. Preparing for our exodus and the inheritance that our father, God himself has loved for us since before the foundation of the world. So funny when do he care if the banks go, or the nation crumble. None of that play any part in my eternal inheritance which I have in Christ Jesus my Lord. Now, we read this morning the word of the Apostle Paul concerning son and the inheritance of son. Quelle est the adoption? And Hebrew tells us that although we are son, yet for a period of time we are not treated any differently than anyone else. But as son we are tutored and trained to know our standing in the family and our position as son. And then when the proper time comes we will receive our adoption or placing as son. Now, the world does not have this promise, but we have it. The world is worrying about the earthly holding, but do not release that the meek shall inherit the earth. In the Old Testament if a slave is given the inheritance of a son, Hebrew may enjoy for 50 years, but when the jubilee sound he shall revert back to the son. So funny who caru holds the wealth of the world right now. He know that when the jubilee trumpet sound, the sun shall inherit the earth. So funny let's get our focus on what is needed for a son to be adopted. For that is all we should be concerned with in this hour of chaos and the world falling apart. Now, there are 260 plus places in the scripture that speak of the inheritance. Not only in the Old Testament but in the New Testament as well. We already read from Galatians 4 and we see more in Galatians chapter 3 as well. But let's go to Romans 1 now to see what else the Apostle Paul says concerning this subject. Romans 8, 1 there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Therefore the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. 3 For what the law could not do, in that he was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, 4 that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Saint for the data after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but the data after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. Si for to be a carnal mind this death, but to be a spiritual mind this life and peace. Said because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for he is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. 8 so funny and the data in the flesh cannot please God. 9 but he are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so funny be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, Hebrew is none of these. In other words, if you do not have the life of your father, you are not a son. This and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, Hebrew that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. 13. For if he live after the flesh, he shall die, but if he through the spirit do mortify the deed of the body, he shall live. Here's the key. If we are sons of God, then God wants to see us that which would please him for us on to act. So funny your character is very important concerning the time of adoption. For when the elect know who she is, and are ready to be placed as son, then we will go to our eternal inheritance, and not until. 14. For many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the son of God. 15. For he have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but he have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 16. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, that we are the children of God. Not your spirit bearing witness with God's spirit, but his spirit bearing witness that indeed you are his son or daughter. So funny is what Hebrew says in you, not what you see in him. 17. And if children, then heir of God, and joint heir with Christ, if so funny be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Now this word glorified together is a Greek word syndoxa, which means united in the syndoxa, which is the same opinion, assessment and judgment. 18. For he reckoned that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory, doxa, which shall be revealed in us. Not to us but in us, the revelation in us, living and abiding in our mortal being. 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the Son of God. In other words, all creation is waiting for you to manifest what you were ordained to be before the foundation of the world. So funny if you are son, then act like son. Be a son, take your position in the body. 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him what subjected the same in hope. 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glory or liberty of the children of God. 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the fierest effervites of the Spirit, even we ourselves grow within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man said. Why do we bring hope for? 25. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. 26. Like this spirit also helpeth to affirm ici, for we know not what we should pray for a without. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. 27. And Hebrew that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because Hebrew maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. 29. For whom Hebrew did foreknow, Hebrew also then predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that Hebrew might be the firstborn among many brethren. There you go, is all about being adopted. But we cannot become adopted until we are like the firstborn son who also was taken up and adopted. But we are predestined for this. So funny just like go and like God. God has a plan. So funny step into his plan and like your own plan go. Brother Branham said, Jesus' greatest victory was in Gethsemane, not Calvary. But in Gethsemane Hebrew said, God was waiting for his son to make up his mind. And when Hebrew did, Hebrew said, not my will but thy will be done. And then he was finished. The plan of redemption could not be fulfilled. Because the Lamb stepped aside from his own will and received the will of his Father. Trent moreover whom Hebrew didn't predestinate. Them Hebrew also called, and whom Hebrew called. Them Hebrew also justified, and whom Hebrew justified. Them Hebrew also glorified. So funny if we were in the mind of God before the foundation of the world, then we have already been ordained to receive the mind of Christ. 31 What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? 32 Hebrew that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall Hebrew not with him also freely give us all things? 33 Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Is God that justifieth? 34 Who is Hebrew that condemneth? He is Christ that died. Yea rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us. 35 Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Or distress? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? 36 As it is written, fortin sake we are killed as a delon. We are accounted a sheep for the slaughter. 37 Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 38 For he was persuaded, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39 Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. From his message position in Christ 60-05-22-MP-88-83 For he haven't received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but he have received the spirit of adoption. Now, after he were adopted, all right, after you were adopted, you were placed. Then you understand, after the ceremony said, and you have been put into the body correctly. You were a son, sure, a daughter. When you were born again you were, that's your birth. But now you were positionally placed. We not received the spirit of fear. But we have received the spirit of adoption. Vrebi we cry. Abba. Father. Which means, my God. All right. The spirit itself bear witness with our spirit. That we are children of God, how does he do it? You say, glory to God. Alleluia. Isn't but him. I'm a child of God, and go out and do the things you do. The Spirit of God will do the works of God. Jesus said, Hebrew that believe on me, the works that he do shall Hebrew do also. Si. Si. Now. Let's read. Then we'll have to stop. Cause our time's getting away. All. Right. In the 9th, having made known to us the mystery of his will. to Adoptus. According to his good pleasure, which Hebrew has purposed in himself, Hebrew purposed this himself before the foundation of the world. How many understand it? See? That in the dispensation. Oh, my. Here we come again. See? Oh, let's just pass it. See? Dispensation of the fullness of time. 89 You believe in dispensation? Bible 7 Sophonie. In the dispensation of the fullness of time. What is the fullness of time? There's been a dispensation of the Mosaic Law. There was a dispensation of John the Baptist. There was a dispensation of Christ. There's a dispensation of church organization. There's dispensation of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now the dispensation of adoption. What the world's waiting? Groaning. And when the fullness of time comes. When the dispensation of the fullness of time. What is that fullness of time? When the dead rise. When sickness cease. When all the earth cease to grow on. The fullness of the dispensation of time. Watch this. When in the dispensation of the fullness of time the Hebrew might gather together in one all things in Christ. Aren't you glad? How is Hebrew going to do it? Gather together all things in who? Congregation 16. Christ-Ed. How do you get in Christ? By one spirit W' are all baptized into one body. And that body is whose body? Christ's Tired. Already judged. Hebrew to court judgment. Then what are we? When he sees the blood, he'll pass over you. Every time Hebrew look at the body, there is setting there. Bloody. I mean there by how? The Holy Ghost. Hebrew Passover. Oh. My. And when the fullness of the dispensation of time, that Hebrew might gather together, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven. Total deliverance 59-07-2 page 55-56 Jesus was completely, totally man. Hebrew could cry like a man. Hebrew could eat like a man. Hebrew could become like a man. Hebrew was completely, totally man in his physical being. And in his spirit, Hebrew was completely, totally God. Sophony Hebrew made the fellowship submissive to the spirit that was in him. You see? Hebrew was tempted in all manner like we are. Hebrew was man, not an angel. Hebrew was a man. Hebrew had desire and temptation just like we do. The Bible said Hebrew did. Hebrew was a man, not an angel above temptation. Hebrew said that Hebrew was. Hebrew 24 said Hebrew was made lower than the angels. Hebrew was man, completely man, that God took a complete man to bring total deliverance, and Hebrew fed him with his spirit, the Holy Ghost was in him with toute mesure, and Hebrew was tempted like we were, and Hebrew was completely God. Hebrew proved it when Hebrew raised the dead, when Hebrew stopped nature, the roaring seas and the mighty wind. When Hebrew spoke to the trees, and Sophony fort, they obeyed him. Hebrew was God inside. And Hebrew could have been man, for Hebrew was man. But Hebrew totally and completely delivered himself a man into the hands of God for the service of God. And Hebrew is our example. 56 We are men and women. W' are also Christian. If Hebrew is your example, Leus completely deliver yourself into the hands of the Holy Ghost, that we might be a subject of the kingdom of God. Hebrews totally man. Hebrews totally God. But Hebrews surrendered his natural part and his physical part. And his own thinking. And his own doing. And his own car. And did only that which pleased the Father. There you are. Totally delivered from human being. The priest came to him. The great man. And said, Rabbi Sophoni, and trying to bribe him into their affiliation and denomination. But Hebrew was totally delivered because Hebrew trusted in God. Did not the psalmist say, to will deliver him? For Hebrew has completely trusted in me. Si? Irim 56-1215p-39 notice. Now, when this child become at a certain age, if it there been a corrupt child, and means he loves the father's works, and means stable, alva abounding in the works of the Lord. Not to say that who is every wind and care, not under Presbyterian, the next day Methodist, and the next day Nazarene, the next day Pilgrim Holiness, to say the Baukai Caliph on a troubled sea. If he was stable, he mind, no matter where he was at, set on Christ, his affection, working with one single heart, the love of getting souls saved and not the church's fuse. Then in the Old Testament there come a day that this father brought his son out into the public a witness, puis a bon him, and set him up upon a great place where all the city could see him. And they had the law of adoption. This father to his own son, when been born in his own family, and now was of age, and was a child worthy to take his place, Hebrew adopted, or placed his own son into position. Any Bible reader knows that, the placing of a son. Then after that ceremony, that son had a right, his name was just a good on the check as his father's was. There's where the church should be today. The thing is that it shall you also. More than this shall you do. For he go to my father. Irim 56-061p-27-28 now. This child was a body. Then there come a certain day when this child become matured. That's the day the Pentecostal church should to be now. You Presbyterian ought to be in that way a long time ago. Baptist and Methodist. But what's the matter? Then there's a certain day come. That when that father drive all the people around the region that had come into the city. Or some great place. And Hebrew took and set this son high place. And Hebrew puis mon a beautiful robe. And they had a ceremony. And that father adopted that same son that had been born. Hebrew adopted into his family. Or in other words, Hebrew placed him, positionally what Hebrew was in the family, and then Hebrew became heir of everything the father had. In other words, his name on a checkbook was just as good as daddy's. And that's where the church should be today. He should be to a place. And he says this to myself and to you, oh, what a pity is when he walk around and see the sin, and the affliction, and the sickness of the people and so funny fort. We would to be to a place in faith in God. So funny separate that what we ask the Father in the name of his son. Hebrews de grand titus. That's right. 28 Hebrew took him into a place, and there Hebrew adopted him into his family, or a special time when Hebrew set him apart. The church should to be that way tonight. An angel come to you, set you apart and tell you your position, Where you are at? Not a bun shovement to land on you? That certainly. I mean God? God set you apart in a place where you belong. God does it. Your tutor does it. Hebrews present when it takes place. Now, notice, God was doing here just exactly like Hebrew asked man to do. His son had been nobody. Hebrew had been the father. Hebrew hadn't begged in a in place and say, you see we must. My company is the biggest there is in the country. Yes, sir. Hebrew's de be nobody. Hebrew's de be nobody to the father. Hebrew hadn't been gadding around the things of the world, associating with them. Hebrew's de be nobody. And gone to Guinness of the earth. Peter, James, and John, brought down Elijah and Moses from heaven, and stood them there, and adopted his own son. Hebrew was glorified in the presence of this Venus. And God came down and overshadowed him. And the Bible said his garment glistened like the sun. You see the robe? The glorification of him? Hebrew put him on a robe for the witness of heaven. For the Venus of earth. Irim 58-0301-EP, 48 Nao. The son that was his son. In other words, Hebrew adopted him. By this may, Hebrew placed his son positionally. How did Hebrew do it? Then that son's name on the check was just as good as the father's. Because Hebrew was in position. The father had vindicated. And placed that son in position. And you were getting this. And then that son was on air of what the father had. And we are, what God has, W' rejoint with Christ, if we are son of God, positionally placed in the kingdom, holding our place. Now, God has many places Hebrew could place you. Some are apostles, some prophets, tachés, évangélistes, pastor, symphonie forte. God positionally places his son. And from his sermon, where it in Pentecost fell at 55-1111 p. 56 yeah. Born again is a wonderful thing, but that's not all of it. Brother. Remember, there was an adoption of that child. All of the Old Testament has to be carried out in the New. We know it in shadows. You couldn't see some man, a figure with a handling up like this, and then he wouldn't appear when the negative was made positive. It's got to be everything. Notice, Adeo and Tonzen, this son. If the tutor kept bringing word that this son was a royal boy. Hebrew was me full of his father's business. Hebrew was a gallant man. Hebrew knew how to handle the business of his father. Oh, his father's heart swelled out, cause Hebrew loved him. 57 and then when Hebrew became of age, at a certain age, Hebrew set a great day. And Hebrew called Venus out into the street, and Hebrew took this boy and put a special robe on him, a beautiful robe, and set him out in the street, and had a ceremony of adoption. And the father, the very father of this boy, adopted the boy into his own family. Now, you know that by the scripture, the placing of the son, and adopted him into his own family. And therefore, from that day on that boy had a legal right to write his daddy's checks, or whatever the father had, Hebrew was there to be. Hebrew was adopted. Hebrew was just equal, had the authority over all of his father's goods. Hebrew was no longer a tutor. But Hebrew was or carried by a tutor. Hebrew was absolutely in possession. And that's where the church has gone now. When you got back there and was born again, you think that sadly. You went off at ease. Now, you are finding yourself with cramp. Not enough mana. Backsliding from one meeting to another. What is God has watched the conduct of his church. 58 Luke. God did the same thing to his own son. Hebrew taken 3 for a witness. The Bible said. 3 is a witness. And Hebrew took Peter, James, and John, love, hope, and charity, and taken them upon high exceeding mountain, great high mountain. And there Jesus was transfigured before them, and his garb shined like the sun. And a voice spoke and said, this is my beloved son, hear him. God adopting his own son, shined him out in a glorified, transfigured condition, and proven before witness, this is my beloved son, hear him. No wonder Jesus could see all the power in heaven and earth is given into my hands. 59 Now, the reason the church is not progressing, brother, you skipped a bout from place to place, here and there, and dawdling in the world, and around this way, and fussing about your organization and your denomination, that I were this, that, or the others. That I were oneness, twoness, threeness, or fiveness, or that you mean baptized fast forward, backwards, oh, and all kind of things, and fussing, and drawing barriers, and things, and that's the reason the church is not going on. It's true. If you ever break down your walls, let this one be this, and that one be that. Whatever you are that don't matter. But when you can put your hands in your brother's hands and call him your brother. And W' are working for one cause. That's the kingdom of God. 60 if he ever gets to a place that he couldn't put my arm around any brother that's working for the kingdom of God. And recognize him as my brother. If he let him backslid. Amen. Sure. Id be ascaren to stand on the platform and face evil spirit. To know that he had envy in my heart against any brother. No matter who Hebrew is. That string to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ or live a Christian life. If we disagree a million miles upon theology. If Hebrew loves the Lord Jesus. Hebrew's my brother. And is my sister. And W' drawn those lines. And if you can't love your brother who you have seen, how can you love God who you have never seen? And brother, when love gets out, God gets with it. For God is love. And you can never get another way to divine love. And I love one another. You love God. 61 Listen. If we got a little old fat boy up at home tonight. 5 months old. You will remember the prophecy about him. The world looked at me and said. Ahu. He thought he was going to have a Joseph. Hebrew come. God said Hebrew was coming. Hebrew got here. He got a boy in 10 years old. A little girl out here for. And one night. You could say anything about me and it'd be all right. He wouldn't care what you call me. But don't talk about my children. Don't be good to me. Be good to them. And God feels the same way. These are his children. W' got to be a good to one another. W' got to be honest with one another. How can people be dishonest with each other? And then profess to be a Christian. Is beyond my doubt how you can be dishonest with your brother? How you can falsify, submitting or another. And cut a brother off just because Hebrew don't agree with you on submitting? Oh, brother. I tell you. God's power to transform 65-09-1p, 104 don't stumble at that word. Predestination. Inoyudo. But. Listen. Is not my word. Is one of God's words. You want to read it? Read Ephesians 1, 5. Which? Hebrew has predestinated us to the adoption of sons through Jesus Christ. Si? Just let me just break it just a minute. In just a minute to break this out of your mind. Look. Just as you were in your father at the beginning. A germ seed. Did you know that? Every one of you? You were in your great-great-great-grandfather also. Did you know that? Read the book of Hebrews. Where that we find that Levi, petit one Hebrew was in the loin of Abraham. For generation behind him. When Abraham painted to Melchizedek, he was accoutred to his great-great-grandson down below him. And Hebrew was then in the loin of Abraham. There you are. See? Now, let's look at Ephesians 1, 1 Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, de grace be to you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Trois blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly place in Christ, quatre according Hebrew had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, cinq having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, six to the praise of the glory of his grace, vrain Hebrew had made us accepted in the beloved, set in vam we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the rich of his grace. Vivrain Hebrew at abundant varus in alvdom and prudence. Neuf having minknunentos the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which Hebrew had purposed in himself, this that in the dispensation of the fullness of times Hebrew might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, and which are on earth. Eva in him, once in vam also we have obtained an inheritance. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, does that which should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. 13 in vam he also trusted. After that he heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in vam also after that he believed, he were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. 14 which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased in possession, unto the praise of his glory. 15 for he also, after he heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, says not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. 17 that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, 18 the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that he may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, 19 and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to swear to believe? According to the working of his mighty power. 20 which Hebrew wrote in Christ? When Hebrew raised him from the dead? And set him at his own right hand in the heavenly place? 21 far above all principality? And power? And might? And dominion? And every name that is named? Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, 22 and that put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, 23 which is his body, the fullness of him that filled all in all. Brother Branham said in, The Futurum 64-08-02-49-1 You are part of the earth, your body. Your soul is part of God, attribute of God, displayed here on earth in a body. The body is to be redeemed. Now the soul is redeemed, because it was in sinus, so funny God come down by process of justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and redeemed your soul. And you, being part of the earth, is redeemed by it. You are in the process now, is growing. And therefore if you are a part of God then you are able to receive the very mind of God. John in Ordus but a many are received him. The Greek word for received here is lambano and it means to have experienced. Or to have taken to oneself. And is that truly experienced him? They are the ones Hebrew says, to them gave Hebrew power to become the son of God. Even to them that believe in his name, so fanesies are believer. Predestined from the beginning to believe and receive him. And Hebrew is the word. They believe his word. And they believe in his name. And to them Hebrew gives the power to become son. Now the word power is here. Is not the Greek word dynami, which speak of great miraculous power, but rather the Greek word exousia, which means the power of choice, or the power to make a right decision. And the word to become was translated from the Greek word dynamé and it means to generate, or to come forth into manifestation. Therefore, to them that experience him and openly receive him. To them are given an ability to make a right decision and to become what they were meant to be in the beginning. Paul said in Galatians 4, 6 and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore if a man is left up to his own choosing, Hebrew will go in the ways of death. But God has given him, or has granted him the ability to know and to understand. And this ability to make a right decision concerning the doctrine of Christ is not for everyone. For Jesus told Nicodemus, these ones, trees were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the FLDSH, nor of the will of man, but of God. So funny Hebrew is talking about the new birth and the importance of that new birth is that God gives him ability to know and to understand the kingdom of God and what is all about. 37-4 Christ is the mystery 63-07-28 The new birth is Christ, is a revelation. God has revealed to you this great mystery, and that's the new birth. Now, what are you going to do when you get all that group together? Where the revelation is perfectly in harmony, and God expressing his through his word by the same action, the same things that Hebrew did, making the word manifest? Oh, if the church only knew his position, he will one day. Then, the rapture will go when he knows what he is. Les beaux redzen du Hartz in Prayer.